saluting the veterans in our life, we ought to salute some of the veterans in our family.
You betcha.
Brave Bruce Stumbo out of the Marines did a couple deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan. So I'm glad he's home.
Yes, I love having him home here in the Valley.
Absolutely. And then we've got active right now another son-in-law, Wayne Dahl, who's actually in the Naval Foreign Language School in Monterey, California.
Russian.
And will be deployed. He's done a couple trips to the Middle East, but I guess now his next deployments could be Garmisch, Germany.
We're there.
Yeah, I didn't want to go see him so bad when he was in Kabul, but maybe in Garmisch we'll fly over there and visit with him. I'll finally get to take one thing off my bucket list: ski the Alps. Let's go back to our caller, a veteran who is tackling a couple projects in and around his house this weekend. One, scraping asbestos, and what's the next one? What's your next topic?
Well, the other thing is really home-related, but it could be, maybe. I was wondering what's the best way to get an unknown wood, it's a laminate, from bare wood to, like, black, where the grain will still show through, kind of like they do on guitars.
And you mentioned laminate. Is it a?
What kind of piece of furniture are we talking about?
It's a gun stock.
Oh, a gun stock. A laminate gun stock?
No.
Yeah, it's Romanian something wood. Nobody seems to know. Sometimes they're walnut, sometimes they're whatever.
And when you say nobody, where have you been to this point? Have you tried to take it into a woodworker source?
No, I haven't. I've just gone online, and as far as everybody on forums and everything knows, it's kind of whatever tree they knock down at whatever time.
It gets touchy walking into a paint store or a woodworker source with a rifle.
Yeah, especially this kind of rifle. They get a little uneasy.
Kind of an aggressive-looking rifle, is it?
Well, yeah, it's an AK, so.
Okay. Well, listen, we have some friends that we're going to turn you on to that is going to be able to give you this answer, okay? Jennifer, you just recently certified them as Rosie approved. They're on 35th Avenue. It's Irwin's Furniture.
They are wonderful and just very, very knowledgeable and trusted with some incredible pieces of furniture in their business. And I know that if you just called him and let him know that you had talked to us on the air, and I'm sure he'd just be willing to talk to you, talk you through it.
Yeah,
that would be perfect. Yeah, and I think it would look really cool that way, and it needs to be refinished. So I just didn't know how to go about it without getting blotching and everything, and make it really come out nice.
All right, Mark. Well, we're tickled to death we were able to help you. We're especially humbled and thankful for your service to the United States of America. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Yes, sir. Happy Veterans Day.
Yes, and to you too.
There's one more little place that Irwin's, I think, would be a great option. One more is Bruno's. Look up Bruno's, Mark. It's up on Central and Deer Valley. They do some smithing work, and I think they would be a good source for you as well, just as it relates to, you know, mixing that stain and getting the stock off and all the parts so you don't get the stain and the finishing messed up with the metals. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. As we get to Larry in Sedona, who's called in, and he wants to know, again, on the topic of wood, Rosie might get back on a soapbox, and it might be a good time to get on a soapbox of, I don't know, maybe idling Harleys, and that might be a soapbox to revisit today.
Now, or are we going to take Larry in Sedona?
Oh, whenever. Just depends on how long you want that soapbox to go on.
I don't know if I want to get on my Harley-Davidson soapbox. We're at a place today where they're expecting 800-plus motorcycle riders to show up. And I think
a lot of them are vets as well.
And they're all vets. I want to be their friend.
And maybe as a personal favor to Rosie, they could all just rev their engines at idle at the same time for you.
I idle their bikes at like 2,500 RPM. I love it when they do that at the stop signs. What's the matter? Won't your bike idle? That's what I always ask them.
Larry, welcome to the program, sir.
Hi. Yeah, I've got some wood beams in a courtyard, and they've been covered over with some Lady Banks roses and stuff, and they're needing to get repainted, and I was looking at them, and I've trimmed back the Lady Banks quite a bit. And I noticed there's some places on it. It looks like it might have some little rot going on inside the beam. And I was going to repaint them and everything. I was wondering, is there anything I can put on there to, you know, stop the rotting from happening, like boil linseed oil or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, take a pocket knife and open the blade and just make sure you can't sink that pocket knife more than about an eighth or 3/16 inch. There can be a lot of ugly stuff on the surface that just below it is pretty solid. So make sure you can't sink that pocket knife, you know, a half or 3/4 of an inch into the wood. If you do, then you're probably going to have more trouble than that. Then the next thing you want to do is probably use some wood bleach to take out the black stain of it. And then once that's done, absolutely use a penetrating oil. Get to a PPG, Pittsburgh Paint Store. They can load you up with a product that I really, really like. Get that saturated. You can't hardly put too much on. Saturate it. Wait a day or two. Saturate it again, and you'll be in good shape. We'll be back for the third hour of Rosie on House talking about prepping.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.